Type Radio. Now we are talking.
We're here at TIPO Berlin 2006. My name is Donald.
I'm Lisa.
And we're here with Kritzler.
Yeah, Kritzler.
Kritzler from Pfadfinderei und Die Gestalten.
Die Gestalten.
Von Fons. Yeah. The first question is, do you have rituals?
Not at all. Actually, I very fast getting bored by things that is all the time in order and running again. So it's I try to make every day different. And but a little rule is to have a real good breakfast in the morning, and by doing it by myself. So it's to start a day with a.
What do you have for breakfast?
Mostly salty, you know. It's but I also like it the French one. So buy fresh croissants on the street.
Are you religious?
I believe in something, yeah, but I could not say if it's God or if it's universe. I could say I have a spiritual mind, yeah. Actually, I'm Catholic, but I am not practicing it. So. But my whole family is Catholic.
What do you like to drink?
Cool. I drink a lot during the day, it's important. Chassis mixed with sparkling water, and during the night, when we, I don't know, when I go out, beer or champagne. Champagne I really like.
How do you relax?
I see you have the same questions for everybody.
Well, we mix them around, we sort of switch and
okay.
Then...
What was the question?
What did I ask? How do you relax?
After a while, after the years of doing graphics and things for the eyes, animations and stuff like these, I had to find an opposite to it. And so I started 3 to 4 years ago with doing music, and doing my own music is really relaxful after the day of work in the office. With the daily business, with the email stuff, and with the creative work. So it's also creative, but it's a totally other field, and it's a totally other universe doing music. So.
Are you in a band?
Not now. And I don't plan it. So it's, no. It's just for myself. It's not so many people hear it, actually. So it's 3-4 people that hear my music, but it's just for myself. Come down to relax.
You originally are from East Germany, from Jena.
Yes.
You started as a sign painter there, before the Wende.
Yeah. Actually, I had education as a mechanical, but I find out in the time of education that it's really not my cup of tea, the kind of business and the people that I had to work with it. From the kitchen's window of my parents' house, I could see in the yard people with white shirts and a lot of colored strips on the shirts and doing things there. And so I knew that there are some people that are doing things in a creative way. And in the period of my education, I also designed for some friends some stickers, some logos and some little things by my hand, drawing without computers.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know what they do, and I collect all my stuff what I had, and I go there and I ask them what they do, and that I also interested in doing things like these. And it was really naive for myself to going there and to come to them. And then they've seen my stuff, and they were really attached by it they liked it. So, but how could I say it? So they said yes to me. That they take me and give me another education, a second one, as a poster painter. But later I find out that they was all girls, except my sheep. He was a man. and they need me to have all these big posters to bring it in the city and to
just
hang
to
it
carry
on.
Stuff around because
yeah,
you're the
and
only
this
guy.
Was the more bigger solution or a reason for them that bring me in this this little company. But yeah, it was really nice time. It was
because it was all girls.
Yeah, it was all girls. Youngers and olders and
but were you like painting only letters or also like pictures?
Forms, pictures, little cartoons we used. It was a kind of advertisement. But in the East we don't had advertisement. But it was also on the end of the East, mm-hmm. and they gave us more freedom to do things on one hand. On the other side, they give us a lot more things to do because they would have it more colorful in the stores and outside in the city. So before, actually, this company, they did a lot of for these political demonstrations on the streets, all these shields and all these stuff.
Yeah.
They had to do before more. But
did you never did any? No.
As I came, no.
No.
It was really over. The people don't want to see it. They want to see stores like in the West, you know. And so we also had to see something from the TV, from the commercials that we transformed into our products and try to make our products nicer. But it was all the things was in doing by hand.
Do you still have some of those signs that you made?
No, it's I had no photos. I had no copies from designs. I had a long time my stick to for painting. You know, in the left hand when you're a right hander, then in the left hand you hold the stick, and here you have the drawer
to prevent your hand from
don't touch the wet color, and then you could things like these, or you could make. With the stick
straight
lines, or you could make curves when you have to like this.
And so did somebody from there teach you, like take you from the beginning?
Yeah.
And then
the older ladies there I learned from them a lot. So yeah, it was fun. Actually, we had work for 2 or 3 days, but we spread it to a whole week, so we make really long breaks during the lunchtime, 2 hours, so it was really a freedom to do our things. Not that much pressure that we have now behind the computer. It was
Was the you know, when the wall fell, how was that affecting your personal life? What did it mean
me
for you?
In the it came really in the right point. I become a bit nervous. I was 19 or 20. And I come a bit nervous for what is the next, what I could do next, and it was a very close friend of mine at this company in this time. She was she couldn't accept a lot of things, so she was going to Hungary and to the embassy and
ask for
asylum
there.
She used this way to go to West Germany. But for me, it was not that I had not that pressure, but I, the breakdown, the break of the wall, it came really in the right time. Friends of mine, they their parents start a magazine for, it was a collection of advertisements, and I had. To design to these friends their company logo, and the parents see the company logo and ask me, maybe you want to do work for us, doing the cover illustration and the headline stuff and some special designed advertisements on a Macintosh computer. And in this time I heard about Macintosh computers because there was a little thing in the letter set catalog. We had all the signs from the letter set catalog, you have to know, in this company in the East. So mm-hmm. if you want to have a new font, you have to go in the letter set catalog, make a photo of the alphabet. Then we have the negative. With the negative, you could make another positive mm-hmm. in this size what you want to have. Mm-hmm. Then you cut out the letters, but you have to make more A's and E's and things like this. Then you write your sentence. bring it in the right kernings and the right lines, make a photocopy again from it, and then you have the Marston negative. And from this you could make every sizes what you need. So, and in this time I bought a new catalog of Letraset, and there was this advertisement for Macintosh in it, and some crazy things what you could do with especially with letters. You could stretch and compress and everything, or do it round and things, which was really complicated by constructing it by hand before. So I knew it from in this moment that I really need to come in contact with this computer to do these crazy things. What in this time I really liked. Now it's forbidden to stretch or compress things like this, but in this time it was the early 90s, it was
very cool
state of the art.
It's coming back.
It'll probably will come back.
Yeah, maybe. So, I decided to go to the neighbor city, to this magazine company, to my friend's parents. And then I start working with the first Macintosh, with the first SE30. It's really this cube. And I don't know, I spent half of my time or longer to zoom in and to zoom out. Zoom in, waiting. Zoom in, like in this. And then you had to correct little things and then zoom out. See the result in big. For illustrations or things like this, it was really a nightmare. I never could do it, it was so slow. But it was really from the first days that I sit behind the Mac that I was really addicted. It was really fascinating what I could do. So, you know, I could say print, and then a black letters on white paper came out, which I had before. I do a lot of stuff in the photo room.
Yeah, in the dark.
Yeah, in the dark.